Title: Switch Up in Ableton Live 12. Ghosted for Warm Tape Style Grit for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, let's build one of the most classic jungle and early DNB arrangement moves, the switch up. The idea is simple, but it hits hard when you do it right. For a moment, you keep the groove going, but you ghost the main elements, so the drums and bass feel present but distant, like they're coming through a battered mixer or a slightly chewed up tape pass. Then you snap back into the full spectrum drop, and it feels huge without needing to crank the volume. We're doing this in Ableton Live 12 in the arrangement view, using two layers of ghosting. First, tone shaping directly on the group, so it gets darker, gritter, narrower. Second, space and smear on a parallel return, so we get that hazy tape room vibe without killing all our transients. This is intermediate level, so I'm going to assume you already have a drop section with drums and bass working. Step 0. Quick session setup so automation feels smooth. Set your tempo somewhere in that DNB pocket, 165 to 174 BPM. For the grid, make sure you're comfortable moving between 1 bar and quarter notes, because we're going to automate on 4, 8, and 16 bar phrases, but we'll also do tiny moves right before bar lines. Also, group your core elements. At minimum, you want a drums group and a bass group. If you've got stabs, pads, vocals, those can sit in a music group, and effects in an FX group. The reason is speed. The switch up works best when you control the vibe from the group level, not by tweaking 10 separate tracks. Now step 1. Choose where the switch up lands. A reliable format is 32 bars of drop, then a 16 bar switch up, then 32 bars back in, often heavier. So as an example, let's place the switch up at bars 49 to 64, and make bar 65 the clean return. That return downbeat is sacred. We're going to set everything up so bar 65 feels like a door opening. Step 2. Build a dedicated ghost bus return. This is the clean workflow part. Create a return track and name it a ghost. On that return, we'll build a chain that sounds like tape plus small room plus wobble, but filtered properly so it doesn't swamp your low end. First device, auto filter. Set it to a 24 dB low pass. Start it fairly open, like 8 to 12 kHz, and we'll automate it down to something like 1.5 to 3 kHz for the ghost section. Keep resonance modest, around 10 to 20%, and a touch of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, just enough to bite. Next, add roar. Set roar to a tape style, or warm if you want subtler. Drive around 10 to 25%. Don't obliterate the break. For tone, tilt it slightly darker. And because this is a return, keep the mix at 100%. You control how much you hear with the send amount. Next, echo. This is where the old school smear happens. Try repitch mode first. Noise mode can be cool too, but repitch tends to scream hardware. Set the time to 1/8 for a tight push, or 3/16 if you want the jungle swing bounce. Feedback low, 10 to 20%. And this matters. Filter the echo. Low cut around 250 Hz so it doesn't cloud your kick and bass, and high cut around 6 to 8 kHz to keep it airless and old. Add a little wobble, like 2 to 6%. Subtle. You should kind of feel it more than hear it. Then add reverb. Choose a room or a small hall. Keep decay short, around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay 5 to 15 milliseconds so it doesn't step on the transient too much. Again, filter it. Low cut 250 to 400 Hz and high cut 6 to 9 kHz. Dry slash wet around 10 to 18%. We're not making a breakdown, we're making a ghost layer. Last, add utility. Narrow it a bit, like 60 to 90% width. That narrowing is a big part of the older vibe. Optionally drop gain a dB or 2 if the return builds up. Quick teacher note here, this return is your space and smear layer. It should sound vibey when soloed, but when blended under the main drums it should feel like atmosphere, not like a separate drum loop fighting your mix. Now step 3. Send your drums to the ghost bus, but keep your main drums intact. On the drums group, find send A, and automate it during bars 49 to 64. A good automation curve is, over bars 49 to 52, rise up to around minus 12 dB. From bars 53 to 60, sit around minus 9 to minus 6 dB, depending on how strong your ghost chain is. Then bars 61 to 64, ramp down to minus infinity, so it's gone right before the return. And here's an old school trick that makes it feel like the ghost becomes the main image for a moment. While your send is up, dip the drums group volume by 1 to 3 dB. Not a fade out, just a small intentional tuck. Your ear will lock onto the smeared ghost layer without you actually destroying the groove. Now step 4, ghost the drums in place with a macro rack, so this becomes a performable, repeatable move. On the drums group, add an audio effect rack and name it Drums Ghost Macro. Inside the rack, we'll do tone shaping. This is your tone layer, separate from the return space layer. Start with auto filter. Keep a high pass at about 30 hertz just to clean rumble. Then set up low pass movement for the ghosting. You want it to come down into the 3 to 6 kHz area when the ghost is active. Then add saturator. Use analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on. And level match the output. This is important. If it gets louder, you'll think it's better even if you're actually losing punch. Next, add drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%, crunch 5 to 20%, damp around 20 to 40% so the tops don't shred. Keep boom low, off and off. In jungle, the break's character is the mid punch and the snap. The weight usually belongs to your kick and sub. Then add redux, but be gentle. Downsample around 1.2 to 2.0. Bit reduction at 0 or 1. Dry slash wet around 5 to 12%. This is that sampler edge, not a full-on bit crush effect. Then add utility. We'll automate width down during the ghost section, somewhere like 70 to 90%. Narrow equals older and more focused. Now map a macro called ghost amount. Map it so when you turn it up, the low pass closes from roughly 12 kHz down to around 3.5 kHz. Saturator drive increases from 2 to 6 dB. Drum bus crunch goes from about 5% to around 18%. Redux dry slash wet climbs from 0 to around 10%, and width narrows from 100 to around 80%. During the switch up, automate that macro from 0 up to around 60 or 80%, then back to 0 right on bar 65. Extra coach note: if the ghost section feels like it shrinks too much, don't fix it by turning it up. Instead, add density in the midrange. A super common trick is a gentle wide bell boost around 700 hertz to 1.5 kHz by about 1 dB during the ghost moment. That keeps it feeling present even though you've filtered the air. Now step 5, ghost the bass properly, because if the sub stays full, the illusion collapses. On the bass group, at EQ8, make a low shelf at about 90 hertz. Automate it down during the switch up, something like 0 dB down to minus 6 to minus 12 dB. Then add saturation to keep the bass implied even with less sub. You can use saturator with 2 to 5 dB drive, soft clip on, or warm tape or warm with maybe 10 to 20% drive. The goal is, the bass still talks on small speakers, but the floor pressure is held back so the return hits harder. Optionally, add a very subtle band pass 5 for that telephone mid layer. A BP 12 around 200 to 800 hertz with light resonance can give you that mid-growl only feel. Keep it subtle. It's easy to overdue and make the bass sound like it left the room. Now step 6. Make it feel arranged, not just filtered. This is where jungle really shows itself. Twitch ups are about phrasing and choices. Try an 8-bar emphasis swap inside the 16 bars. For bars 49 to 56, remove your kick layer. Leave the break and the ghost send doing the work. That instantly feels like old-school DJs teasing the next section. Then bars 57 to 64, bring the kick back, but let it be filtered and ghosted, like a preview of the return. Add a call and response fill. At bar 56 and bar 64, drop in a 1-bar or 2-bar fill. Reverse crash into bar 57, a snare flum, a tom hit. Keep it 90s in spirit. If you want a quick stutter, use beat repeat on a fill track or on the drums. Set interval to 1 bar, grid to 1/16, chance 20 to 40%, slightly dark filter, gate 60 to 80, and then automate beat repeat on for literally 1 beat just before the return. 1 beat. That's it. You want wo not novelty. Now for tape stop energy without killing the groove. Do the resample trick. Create a new audio track called Drum Resample. Set audio from to the drums group. Arm it. Record 1 or 2 bars during the switch up. Set warp mode on that clip to repitch. Then automate a tiny pitch dip. Transpose from 0 to minus 2 over half a bar. Subtle slowdown feel. Place that resample right before bar 65 and hard cut back to your full drums on the return. Advanced variation if you want more instability, but still tight. Resample just the ghost bus output for 2 to 4 bars, keep it in repitch, and do tiny clip transpose automation, like plus or minus 1 semitone max, right at the end. That gives sampler clock drift without messing your whole mix. Another advanced switch-up vibe. The pre-echo ghost. Keep echo dry slash wet very low, like 5 to 12%. Feedback near zero. Then automate send to spikes only on snare hits for a bar or two. The snare leaves a hazy trail. That's that hardware spill illusion. Now step 7. The return hit. Make the contrast big in tone, not big in level. At bar 65, you want full highs back, sub back in, stereo width returns and ghost send mutes. So here's your checklist. On the downbeat of bar 65, drums ghost amount snaps back to zero. Send it to the ghost return goes to minus infinity. Your bass low shelf returns to 0 dB, so the sub is back. And add a short impact, a crash, and a clean snare on that downbeat. If it still doesn't feel big enough, resist the urge to just crank the whole drop. Instead, add one clean layer that was missing during the switch-up, a crisp top break, a ride, or a hat loop that makes the return feel expensive and open, because you literally reintroduce air. One more coach habit, keep one truth element readable throughout the switch-up. Usually it's the snare body or a ride pattern. Everything else can smear, but if nothing stays clear, your switch-up starts feeling like a breakdown instead of a forward-moving change. Automation timing tip. Make the big moves land on bar lines, but let the character creep in during the last eighth note before the next phrase, so your filter might click into its new place right on bar 53, but the drive and wobble can lean in just before it. That's how it feels human and hype instead of robotic. And please do a mono check during the ghost section. Narrowing plus reverb can cause phase weirdness. Temporarily drop a utility on the master set to mono, and make sure your snare doesn't vanish. If it does, narrow the return more, reduce stereo modulation, or simplify the reverb.